All right, what's your good news? Tell us something good. 79 Coast, 792-6278.
Tell me something good.
Tell us something good is brought to you by Goodwin Chevy Mazda, 195 Pleasant Street in Brunswick. How can you be the good today? Natasha says, my good news is I finally got my dead car towed away so my landlord can bug off.
Okay. Wow, take that, bug off.
Junk yep. car in there. Colleen is finally feeling better after COVID.
Mm. Nice.
And she said had the vaccines. It was a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. Man. I can't
it's
tell you.
Everywhere. How,
I know. We had a coworker.
Yep.
Dot says, mom paid off her home renovation loan. That's pretty cool. And I resolved an internet issue.
Okay.
That's weird. I resolved an internet issue. What does that mean?
I don't know.
My porn wasn't downloading fast enough.
Ew.
Got high speed.
Oh. Her name's Dot. She's probably like 90.
Yeah,
like
she might
talking
be
talking about her
yeah.
watching porn.
That's true. Right?
Like, that's just so okay. weird.
Never
like,
mind. Yeah, scratch that. Oh my God. That's like, we were in a meeting yesterday.
Oh my God. I was wondering if you were going to bring
oh
this
God.
Up.
We got to talk about this. So we were in a meeting yesterday. Okay. Yeah, no one's going to call and tell us something good. In the meantime, I'm going to queue up a Meatloaf song to play in tribute, and I got to tell
you're
you the story.
You're going
to die. So we're in a okay. meeting, right? And you know me. I ask follow-up questions.
You ask good questions, though.
Well, right. Sometimes curiosity is perhaps a little bit too deep, you know?
This was a lot.
And I don't even know how it ended up coming up. I don't remember. But we were talking about sex injuries, okay? We should save this for next week on the show. We could have a whole topic about sex injuries.
I'll write it down.
So he said, and this is a doctor who's treated people. He says now and then we'll have someone who gets hurt doing it in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they never want to reveal that unless they're a woman. If it's a woman, they're like, you're never going to guess how I did this. You know,
they love it.
But if it's a guy, they're embarrassed to say that, especially I would imagine if it's, you know, like another guy doctor. Well, maybe I don't know if the gender makes a difference, but. So he said, and sometimes you have to like coax it out of them, right?
Yeah.
So he was okay. explaining that he was in a certain position, right? And this was happening. And the doctor is trying to be like, okay, so what were you doing in that position? You know? Right. And he goes, well, I was kind of leaning over and like he's describing it just physically in what his body was doing. He wasn't saying why he was in that position.
Yeah.
Right?
Ew.
And eventually, like after a lot of prying, he got it out of him.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I'm not going to say what it was because it's just probably inappropriate for this time. Maybe if we were in the 5 o'clock club, okay. Yeah. But but just so you know. But it was one of those where we were like, whoa. And this was an older patient, you know?
Yep.
And we and so now we're all picturing it, right?
I was so grossed out.
Right.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And this older patient, you know, and obviously there's HIPAA laws and everything, so there was no revealing any other information about the guy, like where he lives
no.
you know, whatever. This was just one particular case, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was like, and you would be surprised, you know, how that happens. And people But women come in and they go, guess what I was doing?
They just spill the beans.
It's a badge of honor for us.
Yeah.
Yep.
You think it'd be the reverse.
I know.
Right. But no, for some reason, it was like, well, let me tell you, you know what? I was making love with my husband. They come in and announce it. They probably, then we were saying like in the lobby, you know, they're like, yep. And this was, we were trying page 17 of that old book. You know? Kama Sutra, man, that'll make you. Yeah.
And, help me out, Doc.
Yeah, they don't have any hamstring stretches
don't
for afterwards.
Don't try that one, Doc. That one's difficult.
Yeah.
Skip that page.
Let me tell you, the Flying Lotus will send you into the doctor. But anyway, okay. If you got good news, hit us up on Facebook or call 79 Coast.